up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go, once again, another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, once again, every week, coming to you wherever you happen to be, spinning all these great old-time records, and that's what they are. They're all records on this show. We don't play any of those fancy-pants CDs. No, we like good old analog sound, a good old-fashioned way of doing things here on the old-time oldies show, Tim's Oompa Hour, and a lot of records to get to today. As always, can you believe it? We're wrapping up July. As you hear this program for this week, it's the last week of July. We're smoking into August already. Once August is here, it may as well be Christmas. I don't know what the deal is with that, but somebody told me now last week already that they were in a Walgreens store and they already had Halloween candy out, for Pete's sake. So I figure by the end of August, we'll probably have the fake Christmas trees up in all the various big box stores. See, I call them big box stores. You know, they do that because then they don't have to say things like Walmart on the radio because it's for some reason they don't like to do that. Or Kmart. They even have Kmart anymore. The Kmart we had closed up, packed up. They're out of here. What else do they have? You got Target Boutique. You go to your Target store, all of those, yeah, whatever. Shopko, that's another big one. Anyway, the big box stores get those Christmas decorations out there. I'm not playing any Christmas records in the show today, but I'll tell you this. I've been back to the attic, which was pretty dangerous this week because over the last, 7, 8, 10 days or whatever, they've been putting a new roof on the building with the studio in it here. And it's been noisy, a lot of hammering going on for the last few days. In fact, last week I had to sneak in doing the show around all the hammering. I don't remember if I mentioned it, but they finished it today. So there's no more hammering. It seems so excessively quiet now. It's very weird. But it took them way longer than they thought. This building is 110 years old. It was originally a rectory for a Catholic church, if you can believe that. But anyway, I have no idea where I was going with that whole train of thought. We're going to just have to play some records. I'm not playing any Christmas records, great old-time records. Well, I know what I was telling you. I went to the attic and pulled down a couple more boxes of records, and I got a whole other stack here. You know, records get heavier as you get older. I figured that out. And I got a whole stack of records to play here and a lot of artists that we have not even touched on in the show. Some of these are artists we've had before, but I don't think we have any repeat songs again. And a lot of artists we've never had. Now, we've had. I don't think we've had Uncle Ozzy or Cousin Fuzzy. And in this one, they're together on one record. I'm not kidding you. It's Uncle Ozzy, Cousin Fuzzy, and here's Surfside Susie. All right, there we go. Uncle Ozzy, Cousin Fuzzy here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. That was called Surfside Susie. And I think that actually, right off the bat here, we've kind of met our waltz requirement for the show already this week, which is fine. Sometimes we wind up with an extra waltz in there, and that's perfectly fine, too. So we'll see how it goes. I told you, I got a lot of records down from the attic that we have not played. I even found some records up there that are like... They're like 30, 40 years old, maybe even more than that. And they still are sealed in the cellophane. They're still brand new. Some of them I have more than one copy of, if you can imagine that. And they never got opened. It's amazing. All right, I got a group called the California Connection up next. And it's kind of cool because the California Connection has a cover here. I don't know if you remember the Beach Boys from back in like the early 60s, their first couple of albums. They had pictures of them and they were standing around in like white pants and striped shirts, and they were carrying a surfboard or standing around on a hot rod or something. And the front of this album looks like a Beach Boys album. In fact, when I grabbed it out of the album stack, I was like, what's a Beach Boy record doing in here? The album is California, Here We Come. The group is a California Connection, and I would have thought that maybe the song California, Here We Come would be on here, done up as an old-time tune, but no, it's not on here. So I guess we'll just play the California Connection doing the California Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. California Polka, and that is the California Connection here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, and a lot of fun records to get to in the show today. I'm telling you, it's like a whole new lineup every time I get another box of records out of the attic, and this one I'm going to set aside for next week because there's some other tunes on there I want to play, and I don't want to lose that in the played stack. because we're going to need to get a couple more tracks coming your way off of that one here on the old Oompa Hour. And I want to remind you before we get off into the next record here that you can always reach the Oompa Hour via email, you know. It's just oompahour@mail.com, a very simple email address to remember, oompahour@mail.com. Also, you look us up on Facebook. It's just Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. You can find us there, too. Send in your requests, dedications. If you have a question about a song, trying to find a tune or whatever, we'll get our crack research team on it and track that stuff down for you, which basically means me downstairs in front of a computer instead of in the studio playing records. All right, we have the Golden Brass Orchestra on the way next. Here's the Let the Sun Shine In Polka.
Faces is the happiness we have in Polka Land. Mom and Dad and Sister Sue, Yasha and Stasha and Mary Lou, dancing all night to the music of our band.
So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart. So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart.
A dance in your home or at a tavern, that familiar sound we all enjoy to hear. Couples dance around the floor, others asking for some more, and their spirits getting higher with some beer.
So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart. So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never.
Chicago to New York and through New England, people wishing all their friends,
hey, nice of you!
Happy feelings in the air, forget your troubles and your cares, and join the ranks of people dancing everywhere.
So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart. So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never
almost got a rest after that one. Well, they don't even want to quit playing. Yipes, that's what they call a cooker, with a trick ending nonetheless. The Golden Brass Orchestra, Let the Sunshine In Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I think we're going to have to set that one aside and bring it back out again next week. Play another other side of that one there, I think. This snappy little tune. That's the way I like them. You notice, too, I tend to prefer the songs that have singing in them. I'm just, instrumentals don't always do it for me. I like to be able to sing with, as bad as I am, you know. Now, last week on the show, we had, two or three songs that had Polish vocals. They were singing in Polish. And that's fine. I have no problem with that. But I feel bad because I have very few records where people sing in other languages. In fact, and that this has been the way everywhere I've been where I've worked with Polka Records, is there's always way more Polish records than any other nationality. There's German and Czech and Slav and all the different ones. There's always an abundance of Polish records. So there, a lot of them are that style. And there's also a lot of what they call the push style with the kind of a rhythmic accordion thing going on. It's kind of like playing rhythm guitar on an accordion, you know, and... So when I pulled these records down from the attic, I was pleasantly pleased to say that there are quite a few German and Czech records in the group. And I thought, you know, let's just go right for it here and do the happy-go-lucky polka with Rocky and his Happy Valley gang. And we're going to sing it in Czech, all right? How does that sound? A little variety this week, huh? Don't you think? Rocky and his gang. I was going to look and tell you because I looked up where these guys are from here. And I don't know. Oh, Glen Ullin, North Dakota. I knew there was a reason I wanted to mention that because really, what other claims to fame could there possibly be in Glen Ullin, North Dakota? Sure. Now we're going to get letters from the Glen Ullin Chamber of Commerce. You know that's going to happen. Anyway, Rocky and his Happy Valley gang. You know, it is 85 degrees in this studio right now. There's no air conditioning in this 110-year-old building. And I don't run a fan when I'm in here working because, well, then you can hear the fan on the microphone, and that's annoying. So I think I get a little heat punchy when I do some of these shows. But, all right, Czech vocals, Rocky and his Happy Valley gang. Here's the happy-go-lucky polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. Oh, there you have it. Rocky and his Happy Valley Gang there. And the happy-go-lucky polka sung for us in Czech this week. A little variety from so many records with Polish vocals in them there. Glen Ullin, North Dakota's own Rocky and his Happy Valley Gang here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Just spinning the records here. I've noticed that instead of putting records in the done stack, I'm putting an awful lot of records in the stack for we want to play the other side next week is what's happening. Or a different track off the album or whatever the case might be. So, hey, you never know what's going to happen by the time we do this next week. All right, Shimoleski's up next. The Shimoleski Funtime Band. Although on this record, they just call themselves the Shimoleski's. Here they are doing the Barbara Polka. Shimoleski's there, the Barbara Polka, from their album Fiddling Around with Polkas, because this album includes a lot of fiddle playing, and that's an unusual thing. They don't normally have fiddling music in their tunes there. I get so busy playing the records here, and I'm having so much fun, that I'm forgetting to do the commercials. Hang on, let me get my notes. I'm forgetting to do the commercials, and I know when you hear me do these, you think, he's got all that stuff memorized. He doesn't need to have any notes or anything. Sometimes, though, I do, and I want to talk about a World of Accordions museum at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to stop by. It is traveling season, you know. You may find yourself in the Twin Ports of Duluth and Superior, and as an old-time music fan, naturally, you would want to visit the World of Accordions Museum. They have over 1,400 accordions and button boxes and concertinas on display. A vast collection of music, sheet music, historical documents, advertising memorabilia, the stuff from various artists, and it's an amazing museum is what it is. And they always have something going on too, a lot of educational things. In fact, they actually have a accordion technician school. It's like the only one in the world certified to teach you how to repair piano accordions. And it's right there in Superior, Wisconsin. So I encourage you to check it out. It's A World of Accordions Museum in the Harrington Arts Center, Superior, Wisconsin. They're on Belknap Street there. And if you want to find out more, and I know you do, you can look them up online at www.accordionworld.org. Or you can call them up at 715-395-ARTS, which is 2787, in case you have one of those phones where they don't have the letters on the numbers anymore. But check it out. Look them up online. A lot of activities and things going on from time to time. They have their seminars and repairs and special events and concerts. And people come from all over the world to see A World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. So put it on your list, all right? Let's get back to some music here. I always get excited when I bring another box full of records out of the attic because they're records that have really not been seen in a long time. Stanky and the Coal Miners. Here they are with the Makin' a Livin' Polka.
Say, hey, akshemash, nazdrovye too. We come to see you, how do you do? We travel. Living for the weekends, giving it our all, traveling the country the whole year long. The night is over, sorry to say, we have to leave you, we're on our way. Saying so long, but never goodbye, we'll catch you next time. Now one more time!
Go Makin' a Livin' Polka, Stanky and the Coal Miners here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, cranking out all the great old-time records. Don't forget now, by the way, you could always reach the Zumpa Hour via email, just oompahour@mail.com. Very simple. And you know, we should almost... I was thinking, you know, I have a tendency, as I've told you, to play records that have singing in them as opposed to instrumental old-time songs. And, yeah, I don't know that that's good or bad or one way or the other, but I think it would be interesting to do a poll. So if you have an opinion one way or the other, feel free to drop an email or stop by our Facebook page, which is at facebook.com/TimZumpaHour. And, you know, just, I prefer singing or I prefer instrumentals or whatever, because I'm just curious if anybody cares one way or the other. I know that I am having a lot of fun playing records this week. I don't know. I think it's because it's a fresh box of records out of the attic and it's hot and it's summertime and we're heading into August and it's just... I don't know. It seems extra fun today. I don't know. Erwin Seuss and the Hooler-Eyed Dutchman. Man, I have not heard this record for probably 30 years. Here's the Baby Doll Polka.
Thank you.
There you go, Erwin Seuss and the Hooleye Dutchman and the Baby Doll Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, if you remember a while back, it's probably been further back than it seems to me, but it wasn't that long ago, we played a polka congratulating Mike Ditka and the Chicago Bears for winning the Super Bowl, apparently, winning many, many years ago. And I know nothing about football. I'm not a sports guy. But I was digging through the records here, and I got a record here from the Janacek Polka Band. It's an album, and it has a number of tunes on it, and I was going to play one of them, and I was trying to decide which one, and my eyes focused right in. Wait a minute, the Houston Oilers Polka? We're going to obviously have to play that one because, well, it's the Houston Oilers Polka, and it offsets the Mike Ditka polka that we played a few weeks ago. So I think it would only be fitting. And so you might want to get any football fans you have around, especially anybody down in Texas. Here's the Houston Oilers Polka with the Janacek Polka Band on Tim's Oompa Hour. The Houston Oilers Polka with the Janacek Polka Band here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, bringing you great old-time tunes like we do each and every week here on the show. And I would encourage you, by the way, to take a moment if you have the opportunity, send an email or a phone call or write a letter on a piece of paper and put it in the mailbox to wherever you happen to be listening to the show this week. Because the show is carried in a lot of different places, in webcasts and radio stations and podcasts and web streams and all sorts of things. And the people who make that all possible, who carry the show, I'd like to know that you're digging on it. So if you have the opportunity, by all means, send them a little note and tell them that you're enjoying the program. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. I was so busy enjoying the last record there, I totally forgot what song I was going to play next. And I hate it when things like that happen. You know, they teach you in radio school that you're supposed to give the real, you know, good, pre-planned, organized presentation. I prefer to be a little more spontaneous. Do we want to try Paper Roses by Gene Strachek's Jolly Checks out of New Prague, Minnesota? I think we do. I don't even remember this song. This record is like spotlessly clean. There's no way this has been played before. There's a little dust from static electricity. Remember they used to tell you that with your records? Keep away from static electricity. Makes the dust cling to the records. Anyway, I think we should try it out, shouldn't we? Gene Strachek's Jolly Checks. Let's just do it. Here they are with Paper Roses on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm liking that one. Gee, street checks, jolly checks there. Paper roses here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And I tell you what, I saw some of you dancing. There was definitely some dancing going on during that record here on the show today. All right, let's see. What do I got to remind you? I have to remind you of anything, or are we good? I don't know. I'm having a ball in here today, and I am not putting away the records as I'm playing them, and I'm getting a big stack of records and sleeves and album covers and all that stacking up over here, leaning precariously on the computer keyboard, and pretty soon they're all going to slide off onto the floor, and then we're all going to be in trouble, I'm telling you. All right, I got the Crew Brothers Orchestra on the way next. We had a record with a Czech vocal earlier in the show. They're going to do the Doggy in the Window polka. Remember Doggy in the Window, big hit? Patty Page had that back in, what, 51, something like that? I don't know. But anyway, they're doing Doggy in the Window polka, and it has both Polish and English singing in it. So it's they're bi. That's what they're bi. They can sing in Polish and English. That was a terrible joke. I shouldn't even put that in there, but it's too late now. Anyway, here we go. It's the Doggy in the Window polka on Tim Zumpa Hour.
We w oknie, żeby piesek był nasz sprzedaż. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. Fish for a walk. Doggies for sale.
There you go, a little Doggy in the Window there. I'm telling you, I am completely out of control today. I don't even know where that record came from. I have no recollection of putting that on the record player. I was singing along with it, though. The Crew Brothers Orchestra, Doggy in the Window, in both Pearl Polish and English today. I'm telling you, I should just go home and start this thing all over again. But there's no point doing that now, because we're almost through another Oompa Hour. Your old-time oldies show, spinning all these great old-time records for you today. And I have Al Grebnick and his orchestra. And it says right here on the front of the record, he's king of the Nebraska polka days. And I am not going to argue with the king. Here they are with the Mickey Mouse Polka.
M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. That stands for Mickey Mouse. All drinks are on the house. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. That stands for Mickey Mouse. All drinks are on the house. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. G-R-E-B-E-N-I-C-K. A-L-G-R-E-B-E-N-I-C-K. That stands for Grebnick's Band, one of the best in all the land. A-L-G-R-E-B-E-N-I-C-K. That stands for Grebnick's Band, one of the best in all the land. A-L-G-R-E-B-E-N-I-C-K.
There you go, the king of Nebraska polka days himself there, Al Grebnick and his orchestra, the Mickey Mouse Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and it's just like, it's like we've hit a hot vein of great records on the show this week. I'm telling you, it's like you see, if you hit a vein of gold when you're out there prospecting. We were prospecting in the attic, and we hit a streak of a lot of really fun records this week. And speaking of fun, what could be more fun than the Laughing Polka with Little Joe's Dance Band here on Tim's Oompa Hour?
Thank you.
All right, a little laughing polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. That's Little Joe's Dance Band here. Man, I see by the old clock on the wall, we're starting to get close to the end of the show here today, and I have just so many more records that I want to play. The good thing is, though, I'll be all set for next week's show, you know, because I'll just keep stacking them up here. I have the Bill Bevick Orchestra on the way next, so stick around for that after this important message.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
And he didn't even tell you that if you join, you get a really cool newsletter in the mail, too. So check it out. They're on the interwebs there, the International Polka Association. All right, back to the Oompa Hour. I think we got one more song in it for today. Maybe two. No, there's see, it's that line here where I think I can fit in two songs. I probably can't. And then I think I should just talk enough to make it so I don't have to get another record, and I'll already have one aside for next week. Well, then I had this record up here. See, up here, we put this record up here because we were going to play the other side. Well, we don't have time for that now either. So I think we're going to put the wraps on it this week with the Bill Bevick Orchestra. And I'll remind you, you can always contact the Oompa Hour via email at oompahour@mail.com. And we're on Facebook, too, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Glad to take your requests, dedications, whatever you want to know about a band or a record or something. We could certainly dig it out for you. Remember now, on the show, we play all phonograph records, no CDs. Nothing new. If it isn't old enough that it was made on a record, we don't play it on the show. So don't call, ask me. Don't be sending messages, asking questions about modern bands, because there are a lot of shows that play those records, and you can call them. We got all the old ones here. And then that would make the poor guys in the band feel old. I got all your old records. Remember back when you were a bunch of young whippersnappers cranking out these records, and now is, well, I remember back when we made records. Anyway, the Bill Bevick Orchestra, here's the Join in the Fun polka on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Time for you and for me.
There you have the Bill Beffick Orchestra and the Join in the Fun Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and I see by the old clock on the wall, but it's not even a clock on the wall, really. It's a complete clock on a recording device here. Yeesh! It's time to put the wraps on another show. But man, oh man, this was totally off the edge, wasn't it? Wow, we'll be back, though, next week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Until next time, we'll be back to do it again. Stay happy, everybody!